reminded me that she was an agnostic, which I knew her partner who died 2 years earlier was. And I often wondered where she was, and she very out there told me, so I thought, that's all right. So we spent the day together, sitting in the knee clinic for a few hours, had coffee, then she took me to lunch, and she said, oh, can we go to the op shop? I haven't been out of the house for weeks. I said, sure. And, you know, we just had this lovely day together, and she was very thankful and appreciative, and I thought, you know, God's really keeping these doors open. So we didn't talk about God, except that she sort of asked what you've been up to, so I could tell her all about what I do in the church with hands and feet. And she thought that was wonderful. So just was more about listening to her, what she had to say, and fitting in with her agenda, but just keeping ways open to continue with communication. And then another person I prayed for from my daisy chain was Naomi. Now, I spoke to her this morning. She's not here today, but she's given me permission to share. So when she first came to Hands and Feet, she was a little upset. She'd lost work because of health issues, and so suddenly the family are struggling more than they would have been. And we just chatted, and then she said, look, I really need to come back to church. So I gave her information, and she did. She started to attend church, and she really felt compelled to get baptised as well, because she'd grown up in a Christian environment and in her youth and had never been baptised, but she felt this urgency. So fortunately, we were having baptisms coming up in the church. So she was with Tracy, who got baptised last week. So it's been wonderful that I've been able to pray for her. And God has blessed me in seeing a result for that prayer, that she has really stepped up and reacquainted herself with God and recommitted her life to God in a huge way. So, and this was all through this starting to pray for someone and giving them time and listening to them sharing. So, and on the course, we had homework each week. We had to listen to different sharings and give feedback. And, like, we worked through tips for praying with people, better ways of sharing with people, and being more tailored, not just general, because sometimes we get into this general spiel. And it needs to be specific. The way we approach and talk to someone is what is necessarily the right thing for them. So you need to have a relationship to do that. So it's very important to get to know people and to consider where they are on their spiritual journey. They're not, maybe don't even know about God yet, or they've got a lot of other gods in their life. So it's helping them know that you have one God that is very special and important in your life, and then as you develop relationship, you can share more about the one true God with them. And so this was a bit eye-opening, because sometimes we, as Stephen Brad had said, we do feel like we need to pin people down, and I'm with Brad, I'm not a natural evangelist. Like, I can talk the legs off anything, but to try and discuss God and that with people is not that easy. So I found this whole thing encouraging. And then early on, right in first or second episode, when you went into the homework, it had the father's love letter, and it was read out. And here's me furiously trying to write down Bible verses. And I realised, oh, I can print it. So I printed it. So I found this very encouraging. It starts off, my child, and it goes through about 50 Bible quotes. I won't read them all. And it ends, love your dad, almighty God. So some of it, which I started reading, which I thought this was amazing. You were made in my image, Genesis 1:27. I knew you before you were conceived, Jeremiah 1:4-5. I chose you when I planned creation, Ephesians 1:11-12. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live, Acts 17:26. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. Oops, lost my place. Yeah, Psalm 139:14. And it goes through. It is my desire to lavish my love on you, 1 John 3:1. Simply because you are my child and I am your father. So all these scriptures, these verses were really encouraging for me to read. And yeah, like I said, there's about 50 of them. So if we get to do the course, you get to print your own too. So there you go. And I think that's, yeah, the most thing it was that I got to is the course is not about us, but it's about how we can connect others to God and support their journey with God. So I found that very empowering. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Jane. And the next person who's going to share is David Fitzgerald. And he's only been coming to church a short period of time, and I'd really love to hear a bit more of his story and what's been happening. So, David, how long have you been a Christian for?
Not very long, maybe about 2 years, a little bit over 2 years.
A little bit over 2 years. Now, often the common experience when someone is a new Christian, they're really enthusiastic to share their faith. And I don't know if you've got a Christian family or anything like that, but what was your experience? How did it go telling others about your newfound faith?
Well, when I first come to accept Jesus as my saviour, I was trying to evangelise to everyone. Yeah, like a madman, really. A lot of people thought I was crazy. You know, it didn't go over very well at all. And after a while, I got a bit discouraged and sort of just keep my mouth shut, you know, sort of thing. So, yeah, it didn't go well at all. Like I said, like Jane and Brad said, you know, you get people in the corner, you've got to repent, you're going to hell, this is it, you know, this is your last chance, you know, you're warned. And, yeah, it doesn't work like that.
And so you don't have Christian family?
No, not at all, not at all. Like, they're not, like, not bad people or anything, but no, they're not religious in any way. I was baptised as a child, Roman Catholic, but I'd never been to church once in my life. Went to Sundays, scripture at school a couple of times.
Yeah.
I used to sit at the back of the class and mock the scripture teacher and things like this. And yeah, so no real religious background at all.
So God did an amazing work bringing you to himself. And then how have you found a better way of sharing your faith story or your...
Well, since I did the My Friends course, yeah, a lot better way. Like Jane and Brad said, you know, just listen to people. I'm not a very conversational sort of person, but now I look for conversations and talk to people, you know, and just wait till the opportunity presents itself. And then you find the time. And sometimes it doesn't even present itself, but, you know, just display, like Jay and Brad said, your love for Jesus, and, you know, maybe it'll rub off on them, is all you can hope. But, yeah, and like I said, when the opportunity presents itself, then you grab it, you know, and say something. Now, praying for other people is very important, you know. Like, after a while, I didn't worry about praying for anyone. I think, oh, well, don't want to know, it's your bad luck. You know, sort of thing, but yeah.
And so God really opened up new opportunities for you. And
yeah, well, I had a Christmas party the other day, and I went around talking to everyone. And had a few good conversations, and a few people there. I found out one bloke's a Mormon, you know, and we had a bit of a conversation, which was good, you know. Mm. And a couple of weeks ago, I go to Hands and Feet, and I was speaking to a bloke, Steve, his name is, and he's got anxiety. And I was speaking to him for a while, and I prayed for him. And then the following week, he came back and told me, you know what, you know, I was able to get out and do some things last week. I went and did this and that and the other. So that was a good result.
That's excellent. Yeah. That's so encouraging when we see God at work in a very real way. And so I haven't put this down on the questions, but you put a daisy chain together.
Yeah.
And so that's not a stagnant thing, is it?
No.
There's more people being added to it
all the time. You know, there's another person on my way home from the Christmas party, a homeless person. I sit and talk with him for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said a few prayers for him and then, off I went, but I don't know what happened with it. So, you know, you hope that God does work in his life. And, but it's just given me more encouragement because for a while there, I sort of thought, it's too hard.
So my friend, God's really made a change in how you present him to other people.
Yeah, it's like Jane and Brad said, it's more about having a conversation and being there to help people and display the love that God has for you to them through the love that you have for them as well.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been keen to help someone with anything, but now, if I see someone struggling with something, I'll say, oh, you're right, you need a hand with that, or like I said, just make a more conversation with people and things like that.
And when you show care like that, you're really displaying God's love and opening doors, as Jane said, keeping doors open.
Yep.
And having a conversation, which is great. And
yes.
So really encouraging to see what God's doing. And it's a God job, not my job.
Well, that's right. You know, you don't have to get there and preach this and that. Like, I can't do it anyway. I don't remember any of the verses of the Bible to, say, oh, this or that, the other. But, yeah, it's about having a conversation with people and just being there, hearing them.
That's awesome. Thank you, David.
No problem.
That's great to hear what God's doing in your life and how you're sharing. God's heart is to connect with you. And for us to experience his perspective on life, as we've heard, keeping doors open, seeing how God fits into people's lives. If we can pray for someone with anxiety and they come back and say, hey, God actually let me do a few things more than I could the other week. That's incredible. We can experience his peace, his strength, his love, his energy, his motivation. We can experience God in our lives and we can help and pray for other people to experience that as well. And that's not denying the fact that at one point people need to hand over their heart to God and say, God, I want you to be the boss of me. He wants us to have his heart for people. The thing I liked about my friends, and just let me get this straight, this isn't an advert for my friends today. This is an advert for God is still working in people's lives. My friend was just a small tool that brought things onto our agenda. It reminded me of God's heart. It reminded me to look for God's opportunities around about me and to show his love to them. It reminded me to pray for specific people on my daisy chain for specific people who God directed me to. And so I asked God, hey, God, who do you want me to put on my contact list, on my daisy chain? Who do you think I should be aware of in the future? And so that was a prayerful consideration as we did the daisy chain. Having God's heart reminded me to care for and go out of my way to show God's love. And people on my daisy chain, one person rang me up and said, my antenna's not working, my TV, I can't get free-to-air TV on my TV. Oh, terrible, how could you not have free-to-air TV? And can you come and help me, Steve? And so, I went over there to help plug in a cord and to make things so they can have TV. And just little opportunities like that opens up doors and avenues to share God's love. It reminded me to have God's heart and to initiate, to have that first step, to make that first step of caring and loving others, to reaching out. I hope you've been encouraged this morning, the fact that God is still at work. People say that Australia is one of the hardest places to share your faith effectively, but God is still at work in Kings Park, and he's drawing people to himself. And David himself just rocked up to the church and said, "Can I have a Bible, if you don't mind me sharing, pinching your story?" But God was working at him. He dragged him to himself, and God was able to work a miracle in his life. God is still at work. Your conversations will never be the same again when we look at people with God's heart, with God's eyes, and we love them and care for them and pray for them on a regular basis. This is what this tool did for me. It put other people on the agenda, on my agenda, to pray for them and care for them and to do something for them. And so, just like the video, I don't know if you've got little snippets of the pictures that were flashed up to you, but showing God's love is more about going out of these church doors rather than trying to bring people into these church doors. And so we need to be conscious of our friends, our family, the people that we rub shoulders with, and ask God that we might be real and authentic with them in sharing his love for them. And as we've said throughout this morning, it's God's job to convict. It's not mine. And as Brad said, it's very liberating to know, hey, it's not on me. I just need to be faithful in the small things. So I'm going to pray now. We're going to sing our last song. As we sing our last song, we're going to have an offering. Now, an offering is a spiritual act of worship. And if you've come prepared, you can share. If you're a visitor today, feel free to let the bag go around. But that offering is for God's work within this church and to the missionaries that we support as well. So let's pray and thank God. And then we'll go from the song and we'll enter into our time of communion and prayer and sharing. If you've got a word, scripture from the Bible, or if you've got a prayer that you can share, that would be great to hear. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are great and mighty and awesome, and we are just amazed at the fact that you are at work today in drawing people to yourself. I thank you that you want to use me, that you want to use the people in this room to share your love in a very real and authentic way. I pray that we might be motivated, encouraged, and just inspired to share you in a very real way. And so I thank you for this morning. I thank you for the stories that we've heard, for the changes in our perspective, in the way we do things, and all honor, praise, and glory goes to you. In your holy and precious name, amen.